Dear Islanders, Christmas is a great time for reading. Thanks to Fabian for passing on John Cosey's Diary of a Bad Year to me. He found the book hard to read because it's written as a journal kept by three different people in parallel, so each page is divided into separate sections and voices that continue through the book and make the reader jump from one perspective to another. The top section is a highbrow, dogmatic essay project pursued by an aging writer, a mirror of the author himself, while the sections below contain the storyline, with the encounters and some emotional and even funny commentary relating to a love triangle that develops between him and an attractive 30-year-old, whom he hires as a secretary, and her jealous mate. As this story develops, the essays change slightly to include a perspective suggested by the woman. Jumping between these sections, I wound up concentrating on the hypertext at the bottom of the page relating to the relationship between the three characters. I didn't go back to the main text at the top until I knew how that would develop, and then became interested mostly in whether the personal storyline would reflect in the essays. In the end, I rather sloppily pulled the novel together from the bits and pieces I read, and while it does feel as if I've read the whole novel, it's been a messy, haphazard process. Someone else, maybe a reader more interested in getting to the bottom of the political debate, might finish the top section front to back and only skim over the subtext at the bottom. Will that reader wind up reading a different book? It strikes me that diffused, fragmented attention is very typical for the non-linear way we process information of any kind today. It has its advantages. I get the storyline very quickly, which is gratifying. But isn't that a disadvantage, too? What am I missing when I take a shortcut? Will I pay for it later on in lack of perspective and depth? The quiet time at Christmas is ideal to zone in on the here and now, and to let the fragments merge into one big picture.